Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of BevNet Online Ready. And what to do there with the true friend, Will of God. And yo, y'all, I ain't gonna hold y'all, because tonight we gonna talk about control freaks in America. And by the way, we are doing a part two of my GoFundMe. Yes, if you would like to donate, because obviously I'm about to lose everything. I'm about to lose everything I own. And exactly, what time is that? 11:30 in the morning on May 26, 2016. They're going to do Storage Wars. And I have at least, no lie, $25,000 to $30,000 worth of stuff in there, and I'm freaking out. But I gotta get $3,974 up to save it. Wow. Think about that. Wow, the phone even said, wow, you're gonna go ding. Like, duh. What, again? Stop playing with me. The phone's talking to me, y'all, and I'm not even doing it. It's, you know, you get texted and all of a sudden, ding. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. This is some real stuff, y'all. And y'all can donate at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. But tonight is a peculiar night because I just came from over at Purpose Kingdom Network. You know, if you go on Facebook and pull up Purpose Kingdom, we just did a show, Dedication Andrea. That's our home at. She's another host at Purpose Kingdom and at BevNet. But her mom passed away. So we were dedicating to her mom as well as we're doing each and every day of her life. We're going to see Andrea. We're going to see you. We're going to see every individual out there in the world. There's a purpose to be in the Kingdom of the Network. But right now, we coming from Long Beach, Cali, VIA. I'm a Philly native, of course, and we are going to turn up. So how do we turn up? Maybe just like this. Let's think about it.
DJ Cal. Yo, left.
Now, whoever comes out and just stop the music, Who does that? The DJ. Why would a DJ just stop the music? Because he felt like it. Who can do things like that when you want to groove the DJ? Why would a DJ do something like that? Because he felt like it. What is that? I don't know. Why do you ask these questions? Because I can. Where is it coming from? I don't know. Why are you saying it again? Because I can. That's a what? I don't know. Control freak. How many control freaks do y'all know? How many control freaks have y'all visited? How many control freaks have came into your era? How many control freaks have walked amongst you? Do you know a control freak? Could it be your mom? Could it be your dad? Could it be your in-laws? Could it be the government? Could it be your best friend? Could it be you? You need to tell me, because we live on Truth Girl with your true friend, Will of God. This is Control Freaks in America. That a control freak could be right next to you, could be right around you, could even be you, could be anybody. Everybody has it in them. Everybody just wants and loves to have control. Because when you get control and you know you got control, you are in control. You can say sit like you're talking to a dog, and then sit, you're like, ooh. Did anybody just sit down? Let me do it again. Sit down. And then you sit down like quick. You're like, ooh. This feels kind of good. Now, why does it feel good? Why does it feel good to treat somebody like crap? Is it godly? Is it really that hard to be humble? Well, look, there's a lot of freaks out there, but we got to call on line one. But welcome to Truth Girl. Who am I speaking to?
S to the H to the A to the B to the A to the Z, Z. That mean I'm chilling.
Whoa. It sounds like a bam. Is that the bam?
Hey, bro, what's going on? What's definitely going on with you?
Yo, man, we talking about control freaks in America, man. We just got finished coming off the huge dedication for Andrea over there on Purpose Kingdom Network, man. I mean, we dropping it, man. It's some beautiful things, man, that's going on. But God is so good. But how many control freaks you know? And matter of fact, are you one?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I think for real, all of us are control freaks to a certain degree, because who doesn't like to know they're in control of their destiny or whatever they're doing? But it's just about the power you try to pull out of it. Like, you can pull the good out, or you can use it in an evil way. You know, it becomes like a magical power sometimes to be in control, you know? But who doesn't like being in control? That just means you conquered what you wanted to do.
Wow.
You
now,
know?
Why?
The teacher's a control freak.
Now, what makes you want to be in control of individuals like they're a puppy dog, or maybe an ant, or maybe just a piece of dirt, or maybe just, you know, a piece of lint is just flowed away? What makes you want to be that type of dog?
Not so persuaded. You know, I can't say it. Once in a while, yeah, I might just do it just to see if I just still got that old spark in me. Like, I could just get a person just to do this or that. You know, just, I don't know. I can't really explain why. Just a little, maybe be the little kid in you sometimes would be knocking at the door like, yo, I'm still here. See if you could get what you call a deed or do this or do that. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and follow the enemy and just go ahead and see what I can get out of this person. But some people do it, and they just don't know when to let up off the gas pedal, man, you know.
That's what you hit it. Did you hear what you – the magic word. The magic word was the enemy. You hit it on the button. That's what makes you turn into a control freak. Because I never knew you would sit there and say, you know what, everybody, eat the fish right now or I'm a bush in your head. Nobody would have been like, dang, Jesus, do you really want to eat the fish that bad? You a bush in that? But no, he did it. Hey, I love you. Look, I feed you. Here, I save you. Less, I want you. He always needs everybody in their life because he wants everybody to survive. But when you said the enemy, you hit mud buckets because that's exactly what it is, man. These control spirits out here, these control freaks in America right here, if you ever look at what's going on right now, even with the daggone politician situation, man, it's evolving into a mess. Everybody wants control. Everybody wants control of your vote. If you don't look at your vote, it's like a piece of, your vote is worth money now. Somebody might walk up to you in this election and pay you to vote. Like, look, hey, I'm Shabazz. If you vote for me, I'll give you what you need, Shabazz. What you need? What you need to vote? Man? How much you want? What, 300? 500? What you need, dog? We got money. You want a couple G's? You want $3,000? Would you like $3,000 just for your vote? Matter of fact, forget that. Since we have unlimited money, just because I know you're not going to have a job in the next 5 years, I'm going to give you $5,000 just for your vote. Here you go. Take it. I love you.
Hey,
I love you,
know,
man.
You know what else is crazy, bro? It's like you were saying a little earlier, like power. It's sometimes, I mean, you know, that what you were saying, the topic is like, even when you're running for president or whatever, like, sometimes it's like a thing of honor for some people, but like you said, some people get stepped on like ants, man. You know, like, it's, you know, people use that authority sometimes. They push the button too hard or pull the switch too much, you know? Like, they just don't stop. People, they just like to take it and give it away from you. They give it to you and take it away from you. Like, look at Bill Cosby, man. This boy's 80 years old, man, 80 years old. Probably can't even pee straight in the toilet, man. And they already just, they won't let up off the gas pedal over things they did maybe like 30 years ago. And
wow.
It's crazy.
Yo.
Like, I mean, like.
Yo.
Anything,
hey.
You can't even die in peace no more. Like Prince. Prince probably turning over in his grave, wishing it would rain purple.
Wow. You really just say rain purple.
Control freaks, man. They just, you can't even die in peace without people just trying to be a control freak. You can't even die. They want to tell you did this to die. You was an addict. You was on drugs. You were, you sung too many songs. You did too many concerts in a row. You was in the studio too long. I mean, come on, like. You know, I mean, some people, man, they just go so crazy with it. Like, it goes, control freaks go hand in hand with social media nowadays, man.
Wow.
Just,
look at it,
right? Like,
I'm hearing you, and I know a lot of people is because I don't want you to go nowhere because this is some real stuff right now. Because a lot of people out there, if you really like to get involved with this conversation, this is definitely something we need to talk about. What is a control freak, and where is a control freak at in your neighborhood, or is it in your house, or is it you and you just want to talk about yourself? Like, what makes you tick? What makes you feel as though you have to be a control freak? Do you really have to be a control freak at that level, or do you have to be a control freak just to make it go by? Or do you think because you're a control freak, you're making it go by and it's really going the way that you want it to go, but it's really not going that way because you can't see it yet because you're a control freak? What's a control freak is? So I'm saying that. Because if I say something, I might be called a control freak. No, I ain't. I don't know how to be one yet. But look, I advise you to dial this number, 347-202-0392, and press 1 just to get live on the air. Because there's some freaks among us, man. The freak come out at night. The freak, no, they don't. They come out at day too. Don't let it fool you. Oh no.
Oh yo, hey chill.
Yo,
this is a mean mix too by Double K, man. Killer Cow, man. My radio almost caught on fire. That thing was mean.
Yeah, man. You know how it is, man. That boy Killer Cow, crazy with it, man. I hope everything came out clear. I don't know, because I tried it through.
Definitely was clear. It was clear, bro. Definitely was clear. The clarity was there.
Wow. Yeah. I would hate for it not to be clear and everybody turn the channel and say, oh, God, did he really just say a song again? It wasn't clear. You know, but back to what I was saying. I need to know individuals out there who know of a control freak, who actually met one. If you actually live with one, you know, do you know one? I need to know. Do you know a control freak? Because they're out there. They're really out there. And I like to know if it's an in-law, if it's a parent, if it's a friend, is it a cousin, is it an enemy, is it something else? Are you in bondage? Are you stuck and you can't get out the crib because you kidnapped and this is your only chance to sit up there and say something because that phone is right there. You're like, if I just say one thing on the phone, maybe they can trace me. Yeah, we'll trace you. We'll come and get you. We'll save you. We'll get you away from that freak because he's in control. You don't need to be stuck when you can't say something because you're like, oh, God, if I say something, I might get, or if I do something, I might just get. Man, that's crazy, man. If you are an individual and God made you to be one, you need to grow up, stand on your 2 feet, look that in the eye and say, yo, are you kidding me? When you die, who's going to be controlling me next? Because obviously, you keep going the way you're going, something might just happen. It ain't going to be pretty because that ain't of God that's coming out your mouth for real. Don't think because you're doing demonic things you won't get blessed. Don't think you're living like a mess you won't get blessed. Don't think every day going to be a blessing if you're a mess because you got to get delivered. You're going to be that mess anymore in other people's eyes and in your own eyes when you be able to see the light because the truth shall make you free. But once you lie, you got to make another lie and everything multiplies because it's called lies. And that's who the devil is. The king of lies, he's just a nutcase. But why do you have to be one? So I need to know y'all. Dial that number. 347-202-0392 and press 1 to get live on the air. Now, do you have another caller on the line? Welcome to 2Town with your 2Friend. We're going to dial. Oh, my sister, dude.
Yeah, was that a person?
Or was I dreaming? Okay, I must be dreaming. So, that's what I was saying. Reality 101. When you go to work sometimes, you have situations in your life where you got people talking to you, they come up to you, they test you. A control freak will always test you. You know why? Because sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes a control freak might have lived as a punk in their life, and now they got a chance to have power. So if that was a punk, and now they got power, and they abuse their power because they're a vicious coward, then what does that mean? What does that do to you? Does that make you say, okay, since they did that to me, do unto others as others have done, do unto others as I would like others to do unto me. So if they did that to me, I have to do that to them because you have to do unto others. No, 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 no. You got to turn the other cheek. You got to show that program that it can be deleted and you got to walk away. And you got to say, hi, bye, see ya. And you'd be all right. Because if you don't, you might turn into an incredible edible egg. How many eggs do you know to get ate? Some of them eggs, is, you don't want to be a sticky, icky, icky and be stinking. Anywhere you go, you just stink. Everybody like, there it is. Well, who that? Oh, that's sticky, icky, icky. Well, that's sticky, icky, icky. Yeah. You stink. That's sticky, icky, icky. No. Now, I know some of y'all are like, I need that sticky, icky, icky. Yeah, I like that stink. Yeah. Whatever. Yo, tripping. Look, man, I'm talking about control freaks in America. I don't want to name certain politicians because then I felt as though I might have corrupted the daggone politicians. And they might be like, why would you say something like that about me there, George? Like, wait a minute. My name's not George. Why do you want to talk to me? Why do you want to know anything I'm saying? Why are you asking me these questions? I don't want to know you. So, people, you must understand there's a test coming, and you will be tested. You're going to be tested. Your daggone life is a test, man. Remember, man, everything you do is because you wanted to do it or you chose to do it. Everything you see is a relationship will change. Everything you are, supposedly, of God. If you ain't of God, you could be a freak. Don't be judged. Because nobody can judge you, but you should not judge a book by the cover. And that sometimes goes for those freaks. Sometimes a freak might do what they do because they got something in them that they need to get out. And the only way they know how to do it is one way. The only way they knew how. Being a nutcase. I mean, if y'all ain't been watching TV lately, there are some real nutcases walking around staring at you on TV, and you actually will look at them and say, I like them. Why do you like them? Because they are in your face on a continual basis? Or is it because they have power and you want to be associated with that power? You just want to be able to stand next to that power until that day that individual says, you're fired, or you're got to go, or you are not part of my lifestyle. Then what do? Start talking trash behind their back because you can't get in front of them to say it anymore because you're not allowed to be nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. Now you're mad. You got an attitude because you can't confront the situation when you could have confronted it a long time ago. Now you turn into a control freak because now you want control so you can say your last bids. Nah. You got to learn to be patient. Thing happens for a reason, y'all. If you be patient and you watch and you just see, the devil always going to open up his hand. You're going to see because he's stupid. That's why he's called the devil. He's called Satan. He's just dumb. He don't even realize it. He just do things. And you know what? He likes to play with y'all and test you to see how stupid you are, too. Because if you're dumb enough to believe some of the things that happen in your life and believe that's from God or certain things that's from God that you know that's not from God, you just like, hey, that's from God. You know what God did for me today? I just won the lottery. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I never knew what Jesus would say, go play the lottery. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Call me at this number, 347-202-392 and press 1 just to get live on the air. We're talking about control freaks in America. I like to hear from you. Because I'm going in on this joint tonight. And I'm just doing it all night. Oh, by the way, to all those individuals that don't know what's going on, why the heck I'm not here on Friday anymore, I've been switched. And I'm sorry that information wasn't told to you, but now I'm here on Tuesday. So, prayerfully, there won't be no more switches from understanding we're going to be here on Tuesdays. Every other Tuesday, that is. To Terrell. And before I go on, I'll be over there at Purpose Kingdom Network doing just too thorough. That's another guy. But, freaks, in-laws, that's freaks, control freaks. Do anybody have an in-law? Anybody been married? Does anybody got boyfriends or girlfriends? You can't. Matter of fact, I know I seen one individual a long time ago. Their friend, their girlfriend, he tried to come out. You ain't going nowhere. Bass in the voice. And I felt bad because I don't know what a man is supposed to be out here anymore because they all changed. They all seem timid. They all have, not all of them, but a lot of them have lost a lot of backbone. It's like they get scared to say syllables. They get scared to say words. They get scared to do things. And they start to rely on the woman. Now, if you keep relying on that woman, the woman going to say, you know what? I'm the man. You do what I say. And matter of fact, I got what it takes to make you happy, so you better do what I say. So you being a man, like, wait a minute, you going to deprive me from my fantastic voice? Are you kidding me? Okay. But women's lib is real. Women are definitely making moves. They ain't going to stop. But if you're a man and you want to change your game, you want to be a man, you want to dress like a man anymore, you want to dress like a woman, you want to be a woman, where are the men? Where do we have control over the children that are being brought up and being taught to be different? Where is control? When we need control, not when we have control, but when we really need control. These children out here, they're not only becoming control freaks, because if you listen to some of the kids, they'll talk back at some of the adults like they're freaks. And they might be only 5 or 7 years old, talking like they're true adults. How do you deal with that? What do you say to those children when you know you can't hit them because you might get locked up? You know you can't say anything to them because you might get locked up. I'm just saying, because their parents just lie and said you said something crazy and try to get you locked up. You just saying, look, get your child before they get blessed because I don't need this cup right now. And you're like, life is a journey and everyone gets a turn. So the stuff that goes on in this world where we have individuals falling deeply into the trance of being a track head, you know, trap game, you know, trap music. Now, I ain't going to hold you. Here's some trap music I do like. I do like all types of music because I am a DJ. I'm not stuck, but I do listen. I'm right there. I'm right there with the best of them. But I also see things that's changing in this world. You cannot go anywhere in this house, in your house, in the streets, in this world anymore without being watched. All your day games are being free. Forget about it. It's over. The control is coming, y'all. And it's going to be a serious freak game. It's going to freak your mind once you realize some of the small detailed things that's happening right now in this world that you can see if you open up your eyes, but if you can't see, you'll walk right by it. The devil put things in your face, just right there in your face, for you to see it and say, ha, 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 yes. And there's another one. And if you don't renew your mind and not only what's walking and coming in front of you, but turning around and seeing what's coming behind you, you might end up walking sideways. You don't want to walk sideways every day of your life because everybody will look at you like you're crazy. You come out the door walking sideways. What in the Now look at this guy. You just see him. He's walking. Just imagine it. Imagine you know a brother who walks down the street sideways. They don't walk backwards or forwards, just walking sideways. What would you do? What would you say? How the heck would you feel? I don't even want to know. Because I'd be like, oh, my God, this bull crazy. But look, we got a caller in line, too. Welcome to Tutel. Who am I speaking to?
Yo.
Yo. What's up? Welcome to Tutel. Who am I speaking to? Today we're talking about control freaks.
Man, what's up? What you talking about cats walking sideways, man?
You know it, man. Think about it, man. Can you imagine somebody coming outside and they walking sideways instead of they can't even walk forward or back because they all messed up. They just walking sideways. It's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, I would call him high.
You calling me what? You call him high? Yo, man. Who am I talking to, man? What's up, man? Welcome to Tutel. This is my
what's
boy.
Up, man? Yeah, man. What's up, man? You got me up here listening, man. I'm about to fall asleep, man. What's up?
Yo, man,
I'm
glad you're about to fall asleep. That means something getting up in you, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because, shoot, you must be feeling it. Where you at now, man?
Man, I'm home, man. It's Philly, man.
Oh, shoot. That's what I'm talking about. Well, tell the world what you're doing with yourself right now. Because you live on the air, man. What you got to talk about? Do you know anybody that's dealing with, or are you dealing with, or are you a control freak in America?
No, man, I ain't a control freak. This Buddy Love, man, I don't control nothing, brother.
Buddy Love! We got Buddy Love! Buddy! Yo, y'all, now y'all in for something. Hey, to anybody who don't know about my boy right here, Buddy Love, this is a comedian. I had him on Purpose Kingdom Network and we just missed him for a second. But his brain cells is really out of control. And when he talks to you, you have to listen because he is evolving into, Lord have mercy, Buddy Love. Talk to these people, thank you. Kill
him. Man, what's going on, man? I know you're talking about control freaks, huh?
Yeah, man, I was talking about control freaks, and the last time when I was on Purpose Kingdom, I was talking about, you know, the second coming. But right now we're talking Long Beach, California, listening, the world listening, you, Buddy Love, about to illustrate. So everybody that don't know what's about to happen to you, listen. Talk to these people, man.
Hey, man, look, I got a few minutes, man. I mean, people are control freaks, man. That's the nature of humanity, man. I mean, you know, people are afraid. You only try to control things because you're afraid of something. You know what I mean? So when you operate in fear, you try to control everything because in your mind you think you're in control, but in actuality, ain't nobody, you're not in control, not on the physical level. You know what I mean? It's when you let go of the physical level, then everything else starts to happen. So you gotta let go of the physical level, tap into a higher dimension, and then everything works out the way you want. We just don't trust that next level. We don't trust that unseen, that unknown. You know what I'm saying? We're scared of that. We're scared of the higher spiritual thing. So we create in our mind, we create spirituality instead of actually being spiritual.
So wait a minute. Yo, did you just say just a few words and you just smashed bones? Their bones is like brittle now. You walk right by them, they're like, they're falling apart. They're all brittle. Yo, you said a higher, boy, you just, I don't even want to, keep on talking, man. Let me just shut up for a second.
That's what it is, man. I mean, look. Let me tell you, when people talk about being spiritual, you know, a lot of people talk about spirituality, whatever. But the truth of the matter is, man, being spiritual is just that, it's being spiritual. A lot of people create spirituality in their mind, so they think they're spiritual. You know what I mean? Because they don't really know what spiritual is, because they're afraid of what they don't know.
So now we go into the religion. Are religions control freaks?
Yeah, absolutely. All religion is about control. Because it
wow.
doesn't really see if religion would let go, then it'd be no religion. So it has to be something controlled. That's what religion is. Religion is something that's controlled. We want to control beliefs. We want to control what we think something. And the unseen is we just so controlling. We control everything. It's like, you know what I mean? We say God is this, God is that. Come on, man. Something spiritual that can't be seen. You don't know what it is. That's what faith is. Faith.
How can you live in the world without control?
Well, guess what? You got to first live in your own world. Everybody's their own world to themselves. Every human being is an earth.
How can you make your own world?
Well, you gotta know yourself. You gotta spend time with yourself. We spend time with so many of. We spend time with TV. We spend time with people, we spend time on our job, we spend time in our cars, we don't spend no time by ourselves. So we don't even know who we are.
So that's why Jesus took 40 days to get away from everybody.
That's 40 days recorded, not including the days that ain't recorded.
Wow. And so if everybody starts taking that peace and just be meditating. That's why those monks do what they do. That's
Absolutely.
Why everybody do what they do. That's why the
Absolutely.
Muslims pray so many times a day. That's why the Jehovah's Witnesses out there doing what they do. That's why the Christians is out there blessing. This is why, oh my God, if you just pray, which is a great chance for you to get some time to yourself, and now you get to feel what life is. Because if you keep moving as fast as you are, you might just walk by your life.
Well, look, check it out. Even prayer is sort of control freak. Because we pray what we thinking in our mind. So the fact that we saying words to something that we haven't seen, smelled, touched, tasted, didn't even hit our senses, the fact that we're using words is a sign that we even still control freaks. Because if I just let go, there'd be no need for me to have to say anything. So even prayer is a sign of us control freaking, because we say it to make ourselves feel good. So we say words out of our mouth so we can hear it. We think we're talking to somebody outside of ourselves, when actually you're saying things so that we can hear our own words. That's how much control freaks we are. Because
wow.
if you truly trust something greater than you, why are you talking?
Wow. Hey, world, if you would like to chime in this night, this particular second, with this brother, better known as Buddy Love. As a matter of fact, Buddy, where the heck are you doing your next show at, man?
Well, I got some private shows coming up. But look, June 11th, I'm doing one in Philly at Germantown Schoolhouse. It's called La Rose Jazz Club.
Wow.
It's the Rose Jazz Club, say 5531 Germantown Avenue, June 11th. It's going to be a crazy show. It's me, Kenny Williams from BT Def Jam, Kyle Grooms from the Chappelle Show, Comedy Central, and there's a couple other comedians coming, Lamar Tide, and a couple other So it's gonna be a crazy show, man. And it's
oh
mature.
My God.
So it's you know, young crowd. It's a nice mature crowd. Good place, nice jazz spot, man. It's gonna be a lovely show, man.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Shoot, that boy, he going crazy. Yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
man.
This is what I need, man. Anybody that want to talk, dial this number 347-202-0392 and press 1 just to get live on the air. This is Too Sterile with your true friend, Will of God. And we are definitely going in on this topic tonight, control freaks in America, because we already know there's a lot of them in there. So what are y'all going to do with yourself? Buddy, what else you got going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm in this play, off-Broadway play up in New York, man, that's back. So I'm rehearsing for that next month. It's sponsored by Coca-Cola, man, and it's going to be a great play. But, yeah, man, I got a film on October 28th in New York. My stand-up comedy film is called It's All Love. So it's the Buddy Love Show.
Wow, you're doing a lot of stuff, man. I'm over here filming right now for this new movie called In the Midst of Time. And we're doing big things in the kingdom, man. And we over here rocking with BevNet, man. And I'm over here doing stuff with WIP, man. But I'm also trying to save my daggone crib. Okay, not my crib. Well, my crib, I would love to save my crib if I could still save it. But right now, I'm about to lose my storage units. I got 4 of them, and everything that I own is all up in it. And it's crazy. But I'm killing myself. I don't know why. I procrastinate, maybe. But I got everybody that's listening that want to do something, want to try to do something. You can donate at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. I have until May 26th, 11:30 a.m. to get this money up to him, which is exactly $3,974. And yes, yeah, I know. How about that? $3,974. And the worst part about it is due to the fact when they, you know, took me out of the crib on the sheriff's cell, and they moved all my stuff so fast and put it in 4 storage units. I got a baby grand piano in there. I got all this beautiful stuff in there, and it's worth at least $25,000 to $30,000 immediately. And I'm losing my brain cells right now because I'm thinking about all this stuff that's in there, and I'm like, oh my God, if I could just get a loan or something, I'll give that money right back to the people. And I've tried this. I said, oh my God, and then I tried calling this one corporation that I'm about with my boy that came on, and they said it takes at least 30 days or 40 days to process the paperwork and slow anything down. So that messed me up. So now I'm on a big crazy motivated situation. So I'm about to go out here, do whatever I can, and one day probably try to cut some trees down. I don't know. But I got to get $3,974 up before 11:30, or else I'm going to watch $25,000 to $30,000 worth of stuff go into somebody's hands like it's their birthday. And you talking about Christmas, they're going to definitely be smiling. Now, worst part about me is I got to stare at it and say, oh, my God, what do I do? Do I chase them? Do I ask them? Or do I talk to them? And obviously, I don't think nobody wants to just say, hey, this is yours. Let me give it to you after they just got finished paying for it. So anybody want to donate at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. This is what I'm going through, man. And I know you like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I still ain't tell a lot of people and I'm messed up about that. That's because I procrastinate. You know me.
I'm going to roll out, man.
Yes, man. You got to do what
I'm
you do, man. But I'm thank you for calling, man. You tell
yes,
everybody
sir.
What's
yes,
going down, man. Because we going in this year, man. This is going to be a crazy year. Everybody
yes,
don't understand it. Well, Bill, one thing I say, what you gonna say?
No, I was saying, man, we gonna talk tomorrow, man.
All right, yo, that's what's up, dog. You know what I mean? It's good
peace
looking,
out to
man.
Everybody, man. Peace and blessings to everybody listening.
All day, man. Yo, see, this is what I'm talking about, everybody. Buddy Love in the house, man. Who knew? Who knew? But look, y'all, we going hard this year. We need everybody to go hard with it. And you ain't going to know what's going on until it goes down. That's the way life is. Now, what y'all got to do is, with life, with everything you do, change. If you can change, you might not have to be a control freak. There's so many of them out there. There's so many ways to see it. But how do you stop? You can't. You can't stop a control freak. You got to pray for them. So they're going to do what they want to do, how they're going to do it, and when they're going to do it. So you got to figure out which way do you take your walk. Do you walk straight at them? Do you walk around them? Or do you pray for them and hope to God that they change? We got religions out here that's freaks. We have people that's out here that's freaks. You could be a freak, too. You could be a freak of the week. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. A freak of the week. You a freak of the week? No, I hope you're not a freak of the week. But anyway, I'm joking. Look, one thing I got to let y'all know, situation where you got to use your control to make you happy for that 1 second, but you ruin somebody's life for that 1 minute. It can be detrimental to not only to them, but to you. If you really like to hurt people's emotions, if you really like to tell people what to do, imagine it happening to you, but 10 times worse. Because it will, and you might not like it. Maybe that's probably why you're a control freak now. Because somebody did it to you, and now it's your chance to be lucky. Luck on. Luck don't get you graduated thinking, learning, praying, creating, evolving, maintaining, just might. But that's just me talking. I don't know. I'm just saying. But I know we have a lot of individuals out here in this world that want to do different things with their lives. I'm one of them. So as you see time progresses, I'm going to do some things. One of the things I'm going to be doing is flooding my YouTube. I have a lot of things that I'm about to just give to y'all. I'm going to just let you know why they call me Will of God or DJ Chill. I'm a thoroughbred. I do things off the cuff, but I have some music that's going to blow your minds. I have some videos that's going to blow your minds. I have a lot of things I'm about to do that's going to blow your minds. Right now, I'm just trying to find out who my real friends are. Who my real friends are. Because I already know what I can do. I just got a problem with procrastinating on doing it. But not only do you not need to be stuck like I was, but you need to change. The only way to change is to know who you're rolling with. If you don't know who you're rolling with, how are you going to change? Because each person you walk up to, they might have a face like an angel, but a spirit like a demon. And you might get stuck because you're looking at an angel, but you're staring at a demon. Wow. I'm just saying. This is just the beginning of life, y'all.
There's a control freak out there. One day it could be you. It could be me. It could be anybody. I just don't want y'all to be stuck in that situation of being that freak for that moment. And it might ruin your chances to evolve and becoming somebody perfect in Jesus' eyes. He loves y'all, man. I love y'all, man. We love y'all, man. See, not only are we better than that strong, but we got to be doing things different. Not only we got a purpose for the kingdom on the network, but we got to be doing things different. One of the things that got to be different is being humble, being able to change, be able to look that demon in the face and say, you nut, I rebuke you back to the pits of hell from which you came in Jesus' name. And then sit there and say, amen. And may the chips fall where they fall. See ya, we'll want to be ya. But look, man, I ain't got a lot to say at night. Tuesday night, we're going to say something else. Y'all going to go to bed tonight. But Andrea, girl, we all love you. Your family, we all love you. Your mom. We love them. And when that storm came that day, which was yesterday, we knew. But God is so good because he would never give you something you can't handle. Everybody, control freaks in America, if you ever learn anything in life, learn how to be strong. So when they walk up in your face, you know what to do. The only way to get strong is through prayer, through reading, and learning by your trials and tribulations in your life. Brother Ruff.
First of all, I want to thank God for what he's done for us, what he continues to do us on a constant basis. Folks, thank you for just listening tonight to Will of God's Truth, and we appreciate everything he said tonight. This is the dynamic Olad Ngozi Primetime Radio Studio, 83 Long Beach, California. Beverly Nation is advertising through Olad Ngozi Enterprises and reaches at thebetnet.vpweb.com. Also, we are at ngozienterprises.vpweb.com. Also, Ngozi Primetime Radio on Twitter. Thank you all the folks out there that follow us, as well as oladeli.ngozi. At my@gmail.com, please, any suggestions or comments to this program. Also, oladeli_ngozi primetime on Instagram, as well as oladeli_ngozi enterprises on Facebook. And you can talk to me exclusively at oladeli_malewa_ngozi on Facebook. We're going to go a little bit into archive, but we're not going to stay too long, only about a minute. I agree with Will tonight. Are you a control freak? But also, people, control is in the mind, like Buddy Love said. You can follow after someone. You can be ahead of someone. But who really has the main control? Your spirit does. Even if someone talks down to you, your spirit has the control. Even if someone gives you an accolade, your spirit has the control. But do you have the discernment to be able to denote the two and be able to work it for your own advantage? It's the free will life we have out here. Some things you might don't like. If you don't like it, you don't have to accept it. But sometimes, like Will said, are you humble enough to accept it for the common good, even though it might be a dark day? But there always is a light at the end of the tunnel. And for the last 60 seconds, I give it back to Will of God. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Oladeli Malewa Ngozi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio. Also, tomorrow night, join us, 8 o'clock, and it shall be Miss Ricky Jones, right here. 15-minute conundrum, 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. I got 49 seconds. Well, we're over time, so say goodnight, brother.
All right. I thank everybody for calling tonight. And please, if you want to donate at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. I will be on in 2 weeks, starting with Purpose Kingdom Network at 9 o'clock at 323-870-4174, and then come right over to BetterNet at 347-202-0392. Press 1 if you'd like to get live on the air. But please, think about what I said tonight, because if you're a control freak in America, God knows what's going to happen next. Amen.